But we all with an open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an occasion where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epher Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Very quickly, inside, outside, please exchange pleasantries with somebody by your side and be gloriously seated in the house of God. For some time now, I've been burdened by the sight that is presented, you know, to us in the visions of the night. In 2015, we came in a service like this, where the rivers were still still, and there was no trouble in Jordan. And we declared the counsel of the Lord, His counsel that came in the visions of the night, that unusually big cattle, unusually gigantic cattle, were running into Nigeria. And in the midst of these cattle, hidden in their center, many were individuals with guns. You were there in that meeting. And I say, let's pray. And since the message came in a time where there was no trouble in the land, everything was still nice. So the room of prayer that rose up as incense was not sufficient enough to push back that reality. And you fast forward. The whole land is under the siege of the headsmen. The number of people who died would not have died if people who prayed enough. So, I want to say something again. And this time I pray that God finds a generation who will pray. I see a cloud of darkness rising from the west, the place where the sun sets. And I see it begin to spread like a blanket. And I see people running from every corner where the darkness is covering. And structures began to collapse. Buildings were falling by themselves. That is the things I see. And I see pastors particularly. I see them also running with the people in the whole challenge. The country that we currently find our residence and we call our own, if we don't move quickly, there are many episodes in the narrative of the Spirit, many things that they hope will become the end state of Nigeria. The country, heavy hallowed prophecies has been declared concerning her. Recently, a friend called me, Reverend Boache from Ghana. He's at the US, and he called me and sent me a short clip of him standing with evangelist Daniel Kolenda, the person who took over from Reinhard Bonnke, standing next to him. And he said, Kolenda just told him he will soon be in Nigeria, and that God gave him a message that Nigeria will play the pivotal role in the last wave of the revival. And this is the message that many other generals echoed before they died. And so for a reason, the interest of princes that be is to collapse this same Nigeria, to make, and the people who can hold Nigeria together, the paths are already going aside. There are breakage. I have seen another encounter in the realm of the dreams. I have seen Nigeria break the way a breakable plate can break. And I see several parts separating into their individual identities. And I saw a young man, one young man. I saw him levitate. I've shared this with some of you. I saw him rose into the sky. And then he began to intercede. And the parts began to come together. Listen, I asked the Lord in my hunger. I asked him about the revival that has been prophesied about our nation, because there is a revival that has been long spoken about. And the Lord began to share with me His ancient ways that have never changed. Number one, He says the day He finds the men the revival will come. The revival is not a date in heaven. There is no calendar that they say, on this time, we will move. Heaven is waiting for the alignment of men. So I said, but we have many of us praying. That was my meditation in my heart, but we are praying. And the revelation of the Lord came to my heart as wisdom still. He says, and this is the message I want to give to us. Everybody, you are implicated in this message. He says he must ignite a man before he transfer fire from that man to other men. There is one man first that will become the torch. Anywhere he steps, he leaves a footprint of fire behind. The coming revival will not be around locations and spaces. It will be upon the heads of people. Anywhere that person enters, he becomes an avatar of revival. He is igniting territories and igniting spaces. And he says he has planted them across the various zones. So they are agents of revivals. Many of them don't even know yet that the fire of a land is on them. There is a way the spirit realm is doing you. It's different from how it does other men. There is something that is trying to suck you to the peak of Horeb. Something is calling your attention. Something is making sure your own zeal and your own passion is not the same. And men are trying to calm you down. There is something you carry that is for the whole city. The revival of Kaduna State will start on one human being first. I learned this when I waited on him. There is somebody that will carry that kind of fire. First, it will do something to his life. He can communicate it maybe when he teaches. Or maybe when he prays. But by all means, it will be from a head that the fire will begin to spread. It is like the fox of Samson. He will catch foxes and light fire and tie fire to the tails of the foxes, then set them free. They will enter the land of the Philistines and devour farmlands. The question then comes, who is that man? Who is such a one? Because according to the design of the Spirit, they will not give a particular name to many of these hallowed prophecies. There are many prophecies that is open for anybody willing. This is why in Revelation chapter 5, one of the verdicts that you heard from the mighty angel, the Bible says he declared saying, who is worthy? I am persuaded that that is the question that is echoing towards the earth right now. When men cry and say, Lord, visit us. There is a difference between visitation and revival. If revival come, be ready to be coming to church for 2 years non-stop. That was Azusa Street Revival was 3 years service. Every day, prayer. The Welsh Revival, non-stop. 3 years service. I'm just giving you an insight. This is your own that, you know, after 2 hours, you are looking at time. What you are looking for is a visitation. Those who are crying for revival. I have seen the way stadiums are full of people like sand when revival hits the stage. When revival comes, it's not a man they'll be looking at. A whole city will be saturated by the glory of God. Men will start crying. In Welsh, history recorded that men were crying for their sins on the street by 3 a.m. No preacher. An atmosphere has been regulated. And our land is at the verge of revival. Let me tell you what Kaduna will do so that you keep your ears to hear it carefully. In the whole of the north, Kaduna will be a trigger. There is a particular assignment for every location. God is raising men across different territories and spaces. Don't be deceived. You are not the only one. There are many people. Everybody have his own clear-cut, defined role to play. There is a young brother probably praying somewhere around Enugu now, and nobody knows him. He's just groaning. He's groaning. What he is doing is a spirit that is inviting him. A time will come when they blew the alarm. All the agents of revival will manifest. You think that Enugu will be waiting for you so that you can... The fire of Enugu is cooked inside Enugu. Here we are, the thirsty ones. This world has failed to quench our thirst. We are in need. Please give me your attention. I tell you the story of our generation. We have very happy pictures. Very happy, smiling pictures. But we are very sad people. We have 10,000 friends on Facebook. And we are very lonely people. I tell you the story of our generation. We display flamboyance like never before. Yet we are full of emptiness. We are looking for something that cannot be found inside time. So the heart of the average man is yearning for something. And the reason why it played out this way, man did not start in time, so time cannot satisfy him. The journey of man didn't start in time. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, which is my favorite scripture, it's hardly two sermons I'll preach that scripture will not find a way to enter. He says, before I formed you in your mother's womb, one, I knew you. There is somebody called you already. Two, I sanctified you. Three, I ordained you. Your ordination as to what you will do and the kind of power you will wield is not a function of somebody you met inside time. You only meet a John the Baptist that will open the heavens over you. But your wiring is responsible for your abilities. This is why, in the light of these delicate things about ordination, I've seen people who believe that they touched something before, but now they've lost it. The unfaithful servants, although called unfaithful, the best his unfaithfulness could do was to bury the talent. But he still knew where the talent is. And in the day of reckoning, he still knew how to uproot, excavate it and present it and say, take it back. So it was never lost. The things that were measured into you from the studios of eternity, it cannot be stolen inside time. It is on the strength of heavy matters like this that scripture will say the giftings of the Lord, they are without repentance. Even God cannot take it back from you. Something that God himself cannot withdraw. Is it Satan that can steal your gift? The best Satan can do with your allotment is that he will convince you to use it for his own glory. But by all means, you are the only one that can use that gift. There are people here that had certain power to pray. Certain of them is the spirit of faith. Many things that are your heritage. But suddenly, a season of compromise came. You shook. I'm not endorsing compromise. But we must live in a world of reality. That people are not perfect, yes. And people are making mistakes. And such mistakes have become the bedrock for many people to begin to doubt the things that they once wielded with confidence. Somebody used to go and pray for the sick before, and suddenly a season of compromise came. I'm trying to draw our attention to a particular rank of the army of the Lord. They are those who nurse and minister to the wounded soldiers. Because in the day of war, men must be wounded. It is an error to believe that we are at war. I hope you know the Bible didn't say we shall wrestle. It says we wrestle. So whether you are scared or not, your being afraid does not change that narrative. We are already at war. In Revelation chapter 12, the Bible says the dragon went to make war against the woman and her seed that kept the commandment of the Lord. So we are already at war. And is there any war situation where you will not have casualties and wounded soldiers? Our generation, in fact, the name I like to call them is the millennials. They were raised with the internet. No generation has been faced with their kind of challenge before. The things that they saw, the elders, they need to go for journeys, travel for many kilometers before they can catch a glimpse of some of those things. But our own, we stood inside our room and we can stand upon an exalted platform and see all the glories of the world and the riches thereof. It is synonymous to the place Jesus stood when Satan beckoned on him and said, all these things I will give to you if you can bow before me. Which is the loudest temptation over this age? All these things. There have never been an age where, you know, vanity has been projected before our eyes like this one. Is there any night you go online and there is no picture? Nothing or no. It's an intelligence. You just go and see that your friend. That one. So I am amazed when, you know, spiritual sisters compare themselves with people and then begin to be intimidated. Say, sir, sometimes I just feel like giving up when I see some of my friends who are not even godly sleeping around, but they are doing well. What do you call doing well? Because you see picture, because she's always snapping in Sheraton, in Nikon Hilton. Do you know the price that she will pay for doing those things? Have you been sick in your life before? Let's answer now. Everybody here must have been sick once upon a time. Eh? Did you realize that when you are sick, in the height of that sickness, there was nothing else that mattered? You just needed, the only thing you are looking for is to be restored. That canvas you hid, that you say is only on Sunday you want to wear it, it was no longer an emphasis. Here we are, the testy ones. The world has failed to quench our thirst. We are in need of you. Shake our cheek. Man is bigger than time, so time cannot satisfy him, because before he entered time, he was already alive. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, he says, I already knew you. And since you were already alive before you enter time, you have caught a taste of eternity. There have been a taste of eternal realities. Anything that does not have eternal basis cannot quench your thirst. And so those who give themselves to pleasure, I hope you know. Oh God. I think in 1 Kings chapter 11 verse 3, Solomon married 700 wives and 300 concubines. So if it was sexual drive, he pushed it to the extreme. He lived his life like, you know, a template to test everything, and then use his life also as a result to paste to all men who will come to the earth. When it was time for him to drink, he would give himself to red wine. He will drink till the then when he comes, after he recovers from the stupor and all the misbehavior that he did, he will then come and write, wine is a mocker. That is, after I went to the end of this journey, I did it to the best you can ever do it. This is my submission. For this is why wisdom crieth. The reason is to give advice to those to come. Don't even go and try it. The Bible says God gave him wealth such that after him there was none that was as rich as him again. And at the end, when he considered all his estate, he said, vanity upon vanity is vanity. There is nothing that can fill that space. You have drunk from the wine of eternity. So when you now enter time, there is something inside you that is only yearning. You came from eternity. He says, before you were formed, I knew you. Let me tell you one scripture again. He says, at the end of the life and the actions of people, for some people, he will say, depart from me, I knew you not. The same person who told you, I knew you before you were formed. And look at the person who came back to report. After you have allowed princes to change you into, he says, I planted thee a noble vine, holy a right seed. How art thou torn into a degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? God can send you into time as a pillar of light. By now, Kaduna is supposed to be on fire for Jesus. But all the revivalists that they sent, many of them, some of them are even Yahoo boys as I speak. Some of them are sleeping around currently. And they will not change their ordination, because the gift that they give you, the best that you can do with it is to bury it. And what is that dust that can bury your talent? It is not a physical earth. It's a nature that is called the dust. And there's only one nature that is directly linked to the dust, the flesh of man. The appetite of the flesh can bury your talent. If you yield to the yearning of the flesh, you will lose your spiritual heritage. And the servant says, I buried it under the dust. How can you bury your talent? Yield to everything your body is telling you to do. You will live like an animal. A goat is behaving the way it's behaving because hormones. hormones are pushing him. He eats continuously because the body is saying eat. But man was given an additional power so that this biological life will not rule you. But we have those who are only moved by how they feel. You come to even God's presence and you want to relate with God based on feeling. You say, I feel his presence. His presence was everywhere. You are the only one that is just connected. Somebody say, why you started talking? I just sense the presence. His presence is 24 hours on broadcast. You are the only one that just connected. You know, somebody say, as I just entered the bathroom, as I raised the tongue, the power of God just filled the whole house. That power has been everywhere. It's just now you connected. If you hold this mentality, it will bring humility to you. There are stories and narrations of revival. Until the revivalists, they will rise in their numbers. A fire will begin to burn in one family first. The elder brother will catch fire. Or the last born will catch fire. Begin to pray. In the first 2 days, they will be telling you that please allow us to sleep. Very soon, your younger sister will now join you. The fire has spread. This is how revival starts. One man must become mad first. Until your generation thinks you are mad, you are not pursuing God yet. You see all this one leg in, one leg out we want to do. You don't want to overdo anything. You have to overdo this one. The only way for men to become conduits of God's presence, you overdo. You pray until something cannot help but flow through you. They will insult you small first. You stay at that prayer. When you stay on the altar of prayer, suddenly, I can tell you, the revival for our land has come. But the men who would carry the revivals on their shoulders, they must show up now or never. And let me tell you one truth. You will not always have the chance to manifest. Your manifestation is within a window of time. If you miss the season of manifestation, it says the child John remained in the wilderness until the season of his appearing. What will happen to him if he did not appear in that season? Jesus will come and there will be nobody to say, this is the Lamb of God. And if he comes even after Jesus, his ministry will be irrelevant because the person he was supposed to announce had come already. This is why many of us are still doing what we want to do. You are just living your life as you please. And you think that God will use you anytime you wake up. Tap somebody by your side and say, wake up. Please, can you tap somebody again and say, wake up? Tell them there's no time. Please tell another person there's no time. Man was not created to be free. Man was not designed to be free. And he was never designed to be independent. I'll tell you why. Man was designed to be a creature of service. The Bible speaking in Matthew chapter 11, from verse 28. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and at heavy laden. Anakazo, inside and outside. Let's read together. 1, 2, go. Come unto me, all ye that labor. Listen. What you read now, does it not sound like Jesus is saying, hi, in the world will put, Satan will put a lot of yoke and load upon you. And so come so that I can remove load from you so that you can be a free man. Is that not what this scripture says? Amen. Amen. Let's read the next scripture. Next verse. He just said, I will give you rest. But once I relieve you of the burden that Satan put on you, I will put another thing on your shoulder immediately. So he says, let's read 1, 2, 3, go. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. So the people who said, we don't understand what you meant by yoke, the next verse now say, let's explain it for them. He says in verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden. God just removed weight from your shoulder. If he does not put anything on your shoulder, another spirit must still ride you. You are a creature of service. You cannot be independent. You can't be strolling without any burden. Ask the person by your side, what is your burden? In case intercessory burden does not consume you, I'm burden for evangelism. I'm burden for kingdom come. Don't be deceived. Everybody is infused with a burden. Somebody is immoral burden. There's one heated heat inside him, a pressure. He cannot rest until he follows that thing to perform the enterprise. It's a burden. Can you ask the person again by your side, what is your burden? You know, I saw a very small cartoon that made me laugh. It is one of these graphics drawings. Two donkeys were strolling. And one donkey was saying, look at how people are just ignoring me now. As at this time yesterday, I know how they were putting palm trees and spraying their clothes, and I was walking on it when I was carrying Jesus. Then the other donkey told him that it's very true. You are nothing without Jesus. In this life, who you carry matters. In the journey of destiny, it's not about whether you carry, you must carry something. You must carry a yoke. You just choose your yoke. The lie in our time is that Satan tells you, live your life. So just enjoy yourself. That thing you call enjoy, that's what I'm telling you about that your friend that you think she's having the best of life. If you see the yoke, many of the time, you don't follow the story long enough to see the end of the wicked. Solomon says, he saw them in the morning, but when he returned in the evening, they were no more. You don't have the time to return in the evening. That's why you think that they go like that. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. In the life that man is created for service, that man was created to be a creature of burdens. So I want to ask somebody a question now. When was the last time God sat on you and rode you into a nation? A donkey carried Jesus into Jerusalem. Who would bring God into television? Who would take God into Sabo? Where are those who will become the riders that God will sit on them? And through them, he can ride into Goningora. Many of these regions are currently plagued with darkness. And the darkness continues to become thicker because the light does not shine. He says the light will shine in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. He says, ye are the light of the world, a city set upon a hill that cannot be hidden. He says, let your light shine. Which light? What is light in the context of that scripture? A dimension of God that was wired into you from the studios of ordination. He said, allow that thing to show up to men. Let them see good works. I will tell you why they put good before works. It's only God that they say you should call good. And anything that comes from him, they add good to it. In fact, success from God is called good success. And so if good works will ever come through you, you must carry a dimension of God on your inside. It is allowing that dimension to show up. That is what it means to let your light shine, because God is light. And for many of us, the only thing necessary to allow this thing shine, it is the area we have continued to walk in cycles. At the end of the day, everybody will have been used. You cannot choose. You know, some people say, you know, we are not called. We are not men of God. Everybody is a servant. Everybody must carry a load. It's just tonight you choose. Hey, haven't you read? In Romans, it says, know ye not that to whom you yield yourself, servants to obey. Servants you are to whom you obey. So they didn't say, know ye not that to whom you choose. They say you yield. So everybody must serve something. Can I share something with you? In the option, like I said last week, in the option in destiny, there is only two, God and Satan. They don't have option C, called you. So you cannot choose you. As a matter of fact, the enemy that will stay between you and the cross is not even Satan. The Bible says you will deny yourself. Because if you live for yourself, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 3 verse 14 to the serpent, it says, dust you will eat for the rest of your days. If you live for yourself, the devil will eat you. What it means is that if you live for yourself, you have gratified the appetites of the flesh, and it is Satan that will eat the flesh. So at the end, you would have been his servant if what you live for was yourself. The option is either you choose God, or any other thing you choose is Satan. Both flesh. If you choose yourself, you still chose him. I am speaking clearly to those people who continue to think that, you know, they are not called, so they will not take any spiritual enterprise serious, because they their own is just, you know, to just be, you know, comfortable and be serving God in comfort. You are called. We wrestle, not they wrestle. Everybody is in this war. And the reason why many things happen in your family and you are looking for the numbers of people to call, human beings like you and me, people who were once children like you and me, now they gave birth to them in a hospital like you and me. They even gave birth to them on the same day like you. Now you are looking for their number. What happened to them that cannot happen to you? How did they start? They started even from more disadvantaged than some of you. When did some of them even hear the gospel? When did they give their life to Christ? 4 years ago. You have been in church for 10 years, yet you called the number of a brother who gave his life to Christ 3 years because he knew that he must carry weight. You want to escape burdens, and so the devil will ride you gloriously. It is at the end that they will look at you and say, walker of iniquity, you walked but you didn't know you were serving Satan with your life. Can we become avatars of revival? My hunger has shifted. You know, a lot of people are talking about the gathering of men. You know, a mammoth crowd. If we want to measure by crowd, we already have those realities in the world. Sir, if Wizkid enters Kaduna and declares a concert, you will see what a man can achieve without the Holy Spirit. The crowd that will come. Revival is not crowd. Revival is an arresting of the destinies of a whole generation. People will begin to cry. People will begin to labor. But how can this atmosphere enter our space? We must have agents of revival. People who set their life and say, if it wastes, let it waste. But through me. Have you seen high tension cables before? It is only those kind of cables that can carry power from a state to another state. How do they throw power from Kanji to Kaduna? It is only high tension cables that can perform that task. Carry connection cable and put there and see how it will burn. It doesn't have the capacity to bring power into time. So when God wants to prepare revivalists, he begins to build and expand your capacity. He will cancel many things in your life. You will want to enter many places and God will spoil it. So that in your frustration, your capacity is building. A woman can lose her husband, lose her children, and in the pain, she will lose touch with all the things that distracts. Here we are, the testy ones, the world has failed to quench our thirst. We are in need
of you, Savior Jesus.
Capacity. It was the prophet that spoke to the woman, the widow, go and borrow vessel. Can I ask you a question? The neighbor's container that they went to borrow, don't the neighbor need oil too? Amen. In this kingdom, if you don't use any ability, inside time they will carry it and give to another. That thing inside you that they wake you up to pray, you don't know that they sign prayer power to a measure and say, give him this one, let him use it. No man can say Jesus is Lord save by the Holy Ghost. He says, quicken us and we will call upon your name. No man can come to the Father except the Father draws him near. You don't have the capacity to initiate any spiritual labor until God draws you. And so they sign an allotment to you and say, use this one to travail. And then you were sleeping. Slept for 3 months. One day, there's one young brother somewhere that they didn't give anything. They'll just tell Michael, remove from this one and add to this one here. Suddenly you will see that assignment they told you to do the same way they told you to do it. Another young brother has went to do it exactly. It is a sign that they removed something and they gave to another. There are angels that were your protocol, followed you into time. When they find out that you are only living for pleasures, is there an end to pleasures? Why do people smoke and drink? A man will go and drink and enter a realm of ecstasy and everything will just be happiness for him. But are you aware that if some of you drink and you are here, just say yes when I say the thing, if it's true. that when the thing clears from your eye, reality will come back. Somebody say once he drag weed like this, all his sorrows will just vanish. Are you serious that it vanishes? You are the one that will close your eye from the sorrow, but your eye must open. After some hours, you will come back to... No, the weed did not pay your student school fees. The weed did not treat the sickness in your body. You just want to run from thinking about what is happening, and you cannot run forever. Do I tell you how victors and all champions prevail? They confront their challenges. You don't run away from it. The more you are running, it is still there. How many people will cry tonight and say, you have been calling my name. Many years you have been beckoning on me in the night. How many seasons that you knew the information was clear cut in your soul? Fast. They said fast because the spiritual army, they have moved. They just wanted your alignment. If you fasted, something in you would have expanded. And so you can carry what they allotted for you. But then, it's that season that Satan will make... The revival of Kaduna has come. In the midst of this whole insecurity, a breed of people who will be consumed. Consumed by the zeal of the house of the Lord. And I tell you one prayer. Our prayer is, Lord, use me. I have told you already, you must be used. It's not a question of whether nobody will ride me. I want to be free. If God does not sit on you, evil spirit will ride you. And at the end of your day, everybody will be judged as a servant. You have served something. Thou good and faithful servant. Huh? Good and faithful servant. You serve God. Depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. You serve something else. There are only two answers that can come from that throne. There is no room for those people who would neither serve anyone, that they just say, you guys just stand behind there. We'll get back to you guys later. There's no room for your option. If you are not yielded and sold out to God completely, sister, brother, you are worshiping the devil. There is no other way to tell the life of your story. It's only clear, if you are not for God, you are for something else. Do you engage in winning souls? Have you spoken to anybody about Jesus in your life before? Many of you, your answer will be yes. For those of you who even participate, but I know, of course, my generation, many of us, is no. We've not preached to anybody before. And I will tell you that your answer is wrong. Was it Charles Finn that said, preach the gospel? And if you must, use words. You thought you have not preached to anybody. Everything you do is a message. The way you walk, that pride, that arrogance, that seduction that is in your dressing. Where's that sister? You are hearing me again saying it. The way you choose to dress is a message, very clear. The number of conversations, it says, every idle word, you will give account for them. Let me tell you why they want to judge the things you said. Because it is through words that spirits travel. And for some of you, many spirits continue to use your lips to gain all kinds of movements. Become intentional that you are a vessel and you are a servant and you must be used and you are being used. So for now, you will just pause and think and say, who has been using me so far? Because if God has not been intentionally using you, something else has been taking the glory from your life.
Kaine sarkin salama, sarkin salama, kaine sarkin salama, sarkin salama, inna kao, godi agabrika, sarkin salama.
Listen to me, Anakazo, inside and outside, before we go. I'm begging somebody now. The race for our own generation has started. The elders are rounding up their race already. It is a marathon. Now all elders have a baton behind their hand. They are running, yet there is a baton. So Pastor W.F. Kumuyi is traveling from state to state doing crusades. But the crusade he's doing now is a baton. It's no longer work per se. He is just trying to communicate something to another generation. There will be young men who will be looking at him while he's teaching now, and his voice can transfer his spirit. A man can fetch a portion of his spirit and give you. The prophet, sons of the prophet, says the spirit of Elijah is upon Elijah. A man can fetch his spirit and give to you. Every elder, they are running now, but the posture, there is a baton at their back. The challenge is nobody is in view running to come and collect a baton. And so Satan attacked the millennials. The internet mentored us. Before we knew the difference between good and bad, our minds has been polluted by many terrible sins. And the reason behind it is so that in the day where the elders will seek a replacement, when the immortals will echo that utterance, who is worthy, they will not find a man in our time. Like in the heavens, the same sight that made the apostle John the beloved cry, he says, no man was found in heaven, nor on earth, nor under the earth. No man. Let them not die, oh. Let them not die until we have collected the things that are ours. The territory will be under siege if we cannot stand on the shoulders of the elders. Who is worthy? The ordinations we are speaking about, the mantles and the anointing we speak about, has nothing to do with favoritism. It's not like God chose you. Mm-mm. There is a need in the space, and they open the slate to anybody. They say, who is worthy? All men will begin to vote. You know how you campaign in the world of spirit? You campaign through your lifestyle. When you begin to chisel your appetites, you begin to engraft consecration and righteous living into your daily life. Angels will begin to talk about you in the courts of heaven. The next time the question will pop up, who is worthy? More than four angels will call your name. There is a young man somewhere. I've seen, and when your name become popular in the courts of heaven, suddenly they will will something to you. Give it to him. Who is worthy? The world was not as polluted as this in the day of their manifestation. Our generation think I'm really confused by the kind of complacency and laxity I see. We want to do ministry, and the brother just says, we have gotten a very fine hall. I've bought stage lights. In fact, I've asked for sound from Brazil. And by God's grace, so sir, what next do you think I should do? Is that the first thing you should have even done? You don't even know what to call the church, so you want to go and ask somebody a question. And I'm looking at them. Is ministry now about light? About stage lights and decoration and a perfect hall? The world was not as filthy as it is now, yet the elders, they live their life on consecration. If they can shift systems, we have more things to deal with, we are now very, very callous. Sister, listen to me. Every sister here, listen to me. You are called, for we wrestle. It's a war that is older than time, a clash between light and darkness. Everything you do in your life will either add to light or darkness. Every decision, from the way you raise your children, from the husband you marry, from the atmosphere in your home, everything is adding to light or darkness. We are at war, and all men are soldiers in this war. I wonder when people think that all is well. Every day is a warfare. It's a war between light and darkness. You're walking and minding your business on the street, an ungodly guy sees you and says, you full of the Holy Ghost now say, but I like him, sir. I am just hoping if he can change. You should be seeing a lost soul. A soul lost. I was watching a video for the Welsh Revival this evening before I came. And I was seeing the kind of zeal that brings revival. That men just decide that the Lord will raise 100,000 souls for them in Welsh. And him and his friends started praying. In 6 weeks, the whole of Welsh had been on fire for Jesus. More than the 100,000 souls. 6 weeks. Can I ask you a question? How long have we been praying? Year in, year out. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves first and pray. Two, turn from their wicked ways. The fervent and effectual prayer of the righteous, make it tremendous power available. I have told you this night, and that was my purpose this night, is to tell you that something must use every man. And so tonight, you either choose that God will be the only one to use you, or you continue to live your life with all kinds of inspiration and find out at the end that many spirits has ridden you like a horse. They use you to perform their enterprise. I hope I find people tonight who will vow. Only God will ride them. Only Jesus will use them in territories. There are people here, you continue to say, you know, you don't know why you are on earth. You have not found your purpose. The purpose is simple. You are here to bring glory to God. If there's no other thing you tie your life around, decide that your life will bring pleasures to God. If you are here, inside, outside, and those following us online, and you know, you are persuaded that tonight is your night. You know that it is high time you decide who rides you. But the question will not be whether they will ride you. Something must ride you. Can I share something with you? Every man must be wasted. It's only a question of who wasted you. It's either God spent your life, or the devil will spend you in pleasures, and then at the end of your days, you will still realize you have been spent. All men must be spent. How do as he beats me, whatever the cost, I'll be a good soldier. I'll die at my post. This was the hymn of the elders. They knew they were soldiers. It's only us that don't know that we are fighting. We don't know that war has broken out. So when watchmen, those who are given access to heights, when they see things from far and they say, let the body pray, the foot soldiers who should pray, they don't know they are soldiers. They think they have been called to be bankers. They think their own is business. And all kinds of people claiming all kinds of things, but they forgot their ordination. They are soldiers. I'll do as he bids me, whatever the cost. I'll be a true soldier. I'll die at my post. Have you come to that point where you want to die at your post? The first question is, do you know your post? Where did they give you and say keep, like Adam? They say keep Eden, keep the garden. Which territory did they give to you and they say keep? Where is your post?
Satan can enter your family,
even your own immediate family, who should be benefiting from you being one of them. Satan enters and scatters anybody. The thief cometh, steal, killed, destroy, and there was no voice, no man.
I'll die at my post. When Nebuchadnezzar finally permitted the Jews to return, to go back to Israel, it was Daniel that says, my place is here. I will die at my post. Brother, sister, at the end of time, and I tell you how the summation of time is a handful of breath. Time is a mirage. Time is a lie. You are a creature of eternity. You started from eternity and you will report back to eternity. When you go back, they will x-ray you and see who ride you when you were in time. Who did you work for? If you don't know, every man must work for somebody. If you are not working for God, you are already serving something. I would waste upon your altar. I would waste following you. At the end, that's all the world would say of me. There's so many things to follow. But I live following you. In life or in death, I am yours. A destiny is hanging upon our territory. Yes, we come and gather like this. And somebody texted and said, sir, can this be the revival? And I said, you are joking. This is not a revival. This is not even equivalent to a visitation. If you see a revival, no message. Before 5 p.m., you will find people here crying for their sins. Television, you will see people on the streets crying for a visitation. If you see that, know that the revival has come. But how can a revival enter a space when men have not been made into flames of fire? The Bible says he maketh his angels winds and his ministers flames of fire. Flames of fire. You must become fire first before you can set other men on fire. It was John Wesley that says, I set myself on fire and I call men to come and watch me burn. You must become a flame of fire. How would you burn? A celestial being will come with fire and touch you. You too, you receive fire. Then you will communicate that fire. You will communicate it to your world. A flame of fire. If one flame enter television, a revival will break out. Because that fire is contagious. That fire is contagious. If you touch anything, it catches fire. The church can awake. The church can arise with prayer power. A flame of fire. Outside, are you praying now? You can become a walking pillar of fire. It is not sounds that bring revival. It is the natures of men. If men become fire, a territory will be littered. Can somebody cry and tell the Lord, use me. Use me. Maybe you will pray that prayer now. Many things have been using you. You don't know. Pillars of fire. revival. You cannot be praying this way. High tension cables. High tension cables. High tension cables. You can channel power. You can channel power.
Oh,
prayer that you are praying. That is how you will pray and your eyes spiritually will pop up. That is how you will pray and your hand will become fire. It is prayer that you download with. Stay on this business of prayer. Anything can enter with prayer. See how distracted you are. Men are laboring, and many spirits are stealing your heart, carrying your mind to many places. Don't you know you are in the front of God? Anything can happen. This is not how my life will end. This is not how my story will end. I rather die than for demons to ride me. I rather die than be a horse for demons. This is not how it will end. Can somebody cry?
Spend my life and reap the nations for you. Spend my life and reap Kaduna for you. Use my life and reap the nations for you. Spend my life and reap the nations for you. Give me Nigeria. Give me Kaduna State. Give me Makurdi. Give me Benue. Give me Goningora. Give me Sokoto. Give me Enugu. Give me Abia. Oh, give me. Give me USA. Give me London. Spend my life and reap the nations for you. Waste my life and reap Kaduna for you. Use my life and reap Kaduna for you. Is there anybody here that is praying the prayer of revival? It is a man. Stand before God and say, give me all these people. Give me television. And they will ask you, can you carry it? Give me Koninkora. Give me Kaduna. Can you bear it? Give me, Lord. Ask of me, I will give you the nations.
for your inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. Ask of me. Is there any heart crying for revival? Give me Katuna. Give me America. Give me UK. Crying for revival fire. Inside and outside. You know, today is your appointment with destiny. You know, Jesus arranged today because of you. Something continues to tell you, don't waste your life. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. Jesus wants to drink from the wine of your youth. You want to make your way to God today, giving your life to Christ, inside, outside, those online, everybody on site, run forward quickly, wherever you are, outside, I wait for you, come, quickly, this appointment is for me, come. Don't waste time. Come. 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 Only Jesus. Only Jesus will use my destiny. Only Jesus will write me. Wherever you are, don't waste time. Come. I cannot know you by myself.
As you take over,
I cannot see you by myself.
Unless you take over,
I cannot touch you by myself.
Unless you take over,
I cannot meet you by myself.
Unless you take over.
I'm still waiting for the people who should join them very quickly. I cannot know you by myself.
Yeah.
I cannot see you by myself.
Unless you take over.
Inside, outside, and those following us online, pray this prayer with me very quickly. If you are making your way to God, just say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it as loud as you can. Lord Jesus, I accept you as Lord.
I
and Savior. I surrender my life to your will and to your kingdom. Wash my heart with your blood. Clean my name from the book of damnation. Write my name in your book of life. Give me the power to become a child of God. I believe I am saved. I believe I am born again. Jesus is Lord over my life from this day and forevermore. If you have prayed that prayer, congratulations. Now listen. By the power of the Holy Ghost, everybody who have said that prayer and everybody whose spiritual altar is becoming cold, fresh baptism of fire, fresh baptism of the Spirit. Wherever you are, just stretch forth your hands in a signal of expectation. Just stretch forth your hands. You need the fire of the Holy Ghost. Take it now. Holy Ghost, from the right to the left, the back to the front. As you have declared in your word, in the last day you will pour your Spirit upon all flesh. These are your people now. With expectations, they have registered their hands. I pray you touch them now by fire. Holy Ghost, touch. 1, 2, 3. Now, by fire. Everywhere. The fire of the Holy Ghost upon you now. Jesus, 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 Jesus. And now I command by the power of the Holy Ghost, a purging, a purifying fire that will separate every appetite, every habit, every struggle by the fire of Jesus. Now I declare from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet at the count of 3, 1, 2, 3. Jesus, touch, touch by fire, fire. I release fire upon them. Thank you, Father. Please, can the pastors come forward? We are going to minister to them, the Holy Spirit, one after the other. Just hold them and pray quickly. Everybody, wherever you are, begin to pray. Begin to pray for an awakening. An awakening of our spiritual journeys. Please, everywhere, anywhere you are, begin to pray. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, take your place, take your place, take your place, take your place, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, take your place, take your place, take your place. Very quickly, can we start preparing the communion? Can we start preparing the communion? Please start preparing it. As soon as they are done praying and ministering to people, we will take a communion. Everybody, anybody who is sick here, I have good news for you. No sickness will live here with you. Every sickness will perish at his presence. Just begin to pray, Lord, visit me today. I will not go back as I came. If you have been prayed with, please, congratulations. You can go to your seats. God bless you. Lay your hands on your head and pray for 1 minute. My life is changing now. As you are praying, think of what must change in your life. Command the things that must shift. The body and the blood can change everything. Are you praying? Please help them. Just help them. Be your brother's keeper. Just lay hands on your head and begin to challenge ancient patterns. Challenge causes. Challenge limitations. Lord, as I partake in the body and the blood, make demand, declare the things that must change, the things that must shift. Can you lift up your hands, everybody? The Holy Ghost is here already. Spirit of prophecy. 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 The eyes that see and the ears that hear. I open that ear now and I open your sight in the spirit by the Holy Ghost. 1, 2, 3. Touch, Holy Ghost. Everywhere they are, touch. The spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy. All I need from you is a loud amen, as loud as you can. Father, I declare over your people, those whom you have given your son Jesus to die for, every sickness in their body, challenging the sacrifice of Jesus and the stripe of your son Jesus, every sickness tormenting them, every disease, every infirmity, I command the spirits of sickness and diseases, I command their bodies, be healed and be made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of delay and bad locks, near success syndrome, I command those patterns be broken now in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of death, making sure members of the family continue to die untimely through whatever means, I command death be rolled back in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare upon everybody here, I command everything the Lord has ordained for your life, you will not die untimely until you have fulfilled your purpose in the name of Jesus Christ. Every pit that has been dug for you, every trap that has been set for you, every occasion, every accusation, I cancel and I blot out by the blood that is in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare now by the hand of the Lord, everybody here that spirits are fighting, resisting their manifestation,
challenging their spiritual walk so that they cannot lift up their horn. I wake up prophetess and prophets. I awake apostles. I stir intercessors and watchers outside and inside. Everybody with prophetic calls, with ministerial calls, that spirits are fighting, I command now, let fire, let fire, let fire fall upon them now. Every womb in this place ordained to carry destiny children, ordained to bring destiny children into time, and resistance is on your marital destiny, and strange resistance is on your childbearing capacity. I command by the visitation of fire, I burn off every inconsistency in your life and destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. The spirit of fear, everybody tormented by that spirit, whispering something to your ears, telling you you are going to fall sick, you will not live long. That spirit has a name and it can hear. So I speak to it now, hear me, in the name of Jesus the risen one, I command your plague, your hold, be broken over God's people now at the count of three. 1, 2, 3 over them. I command fear, be broken. Be broken. Why am I just feeling like somebody will die? I command every spirit telling you things that is not consistent with God's will for your life. Who is it that saith it and it cometh to pass when the Lord commands it not? I declare every voice speaking negative around your destiny, I silence them now in the name of Jesus Christ. There are ministers here, powerful ministers, started off like cherubs and then something stole. A season came of compromise. Now you cannot walk in those dimensions again, and you are almost giving up. We are going to shout Jesus, and there will be restoration of everything stolen. He says when the thief is caught, he is made to return sevenfold the things he has stolen. Listen, it's not only ministerial mantles that will come alive again. Everything you have lost will come back. He says, where did it fall? It was an axe head that was borrowed. Where did it fall? Today I'm asking you a question. What did you miss? What did you lose? What did you lose? We are going to shout Jesus at the count of three. Some of you, it is wealth, favor. You used to enjoy favor like something before. Suddenly a season came and that reality just shifted. Suddenly you have to pay for everything by yourself now. And formally, you know you are under an economy. Some of you, it is the gift of sight. You see every night, but now your dreams are dry. You go to bed and you sleep like a dead man. Nothing is coming before your eyes. Your sight has become blurry. Some of you, scriptures used to open up before you before. If you open the Bible, it will just begin to link up with themselves, and like as though you run mad. And those things. Are you ready? Everything that has been stolen, everything that has been lost, at the count of three, we will shout that name and there will be restoration inside, outside, those following us online. 1, 2, 3. Jesus. 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 Please help them, help them, help them. Now I stretch my hands over you and I release the grace for visibility over anything God has put upon your hand. I command the voices of the music ministers. Your voice becomes the sound of a trumpet. I command ministers seated anywhere in this hall. You have been hidden for too long. I command the light of visibility. Shine upon them now by the power of the Holy Ghost. I declare every buried talent, every talent that dust has buried, I declare by fire, let fire dig out all your precious stones now. There is a minister here that is about to give up on ministry. You are planning to fold up. You are planning to just pack up everything. I command by the power of the Holy Ghost, go and try again. The hand of the Lord will open the field for you. The ground that looks like a hard place, you will break it effortlessly now. By the power of the Spirit, I release a new season upon you. Holy Ghost, please touch.
Glory to God. We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anacazomissioninternational.ami or join us on our Telegram channel at Anacazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.